put you here to wipe. I put you here to love one another and to get out.
Be like letting it play. That song's bring back some good memories, some wilder times that I had. And I'll say good morning, world. Welcome to Republic of Texas Radio. It is May the 3rd, and things are happening all around us, aren't they? Let my people go. What's happening in your part of the world out there? The lockdown is supposedly starting to let up. Everything's getting better. We're going to return to our new normal, and we'll just see what's going on. Steve is gone this weekend. This is Alan, and I will be riding along, trying to keep this thing on tracks, but you never know where we'll go when I'm on here. So, and definitely not with my guest, with a guest that I'm going to have on. Art from Off the Grid will be joining me here very shortly. I don't know, he's going to call in. If Ken will let me know when he puts a bug in his ear. Oh, well, Art is here. Well, that's good. You know, with Art here, you know, we'll definitely be going off-grid, and we might be going off-planet. You never know where we'll end up. So, are you there, Art?
Hey, morning, Alan. We might go off the chain before it's over with.
There is no telling. No telling. Yeah, this craziness. I sit here and watch in my little community as it continues to chug along, and some people are terrified. Some people are just getting sick of it. Some of us just kind of knew it was crap from the start and, you know, drive around kind of making fun of it. But, you know, there's a lot of impacts that are happening. You know, it's like our local hospital here, you know, is in the paper here saying, you know, about, of course, everything around here, folks, is money. I mean, this place, it's just greed. There's just greed and trying to sell people useless crap for ungodly amounts of money. And let me see, what does it say here? Is it, the emergency room is seeing fewer patients, roughly half its regular volume. We expect that to be about $4 to $6 million a month. And it's probably going to cost us about $13 million over the entire period, you know. So, but, you know, they themselves
state
that, well,
where
you know, we haven't had the COVIDs, you know. We haven't even had our own domestic case yet. You know, they found another one, but dadgummit, he wasn't from the region. You know, they had someone come in. So it's just crazy, folks. What's going on in your world there, Art?
So that report was the hospital local where you live?
Yeah. Oh, and this hospital wins awards. I mean, they are an award-winning hospital. But, you know, it seems like for any serious patients, there's a lot of life flights that fly into San Antonio that they can't handle here. So I guess all they do here is, like, take care of old people that have moved here to retire in our peaceful community that's now getting really frantic. And, I don't know, I guess the serious stuff they send off to San Antonio. So I don't see why they win so many awards, but.
Yeah, we have the Georgia Department of Health actually has a website here, and they do daily updates on the cases. And and they actually break it down. They have a map of all the counties, and they break it down county by county. And in my county, Wilkes County, for example, now we have a hospital. We call it Kills Memorial. it's Wilkes Memorial, but we call it Kills Memorial, kind of like a running joke. I guess it's kind of an inside joke, I guess. But you know, we have a population in Wilkes County of just like 10,014 people. That's it. That's our whole county. And we've had 25 cases. And I remember Governor Kemp, when he began to lift last week, two weeks ago, he declared that on Friday, April 29th, things like nail salons, hair salons, tattoo parlors and stuff like that, theaters could open up. Restaurants had to wait until Monday. I don't know why all of these other businesses took precedent over restaurants, but hey, you know, I guess maybe getting a tattoo is more important than eating. But restaurants were able to open on Monday, this past Monday, with some restrictions, like still got to do that social distancing. You know, in my day, we would have called it keep your distance. We wouldn't have created a new word for it. But in a county, you know, it statewide, when Governor Kemp started raising the or lifting some of the limits, he said one of the reasons was because he went as long as he could without any restrictions on the state. But finally, he caved in under pressure because there was this claim that the hospitals were going to be flooded. And so his thing was, part of the reason why he lifted some of the restrictions was because the flood of patients due to coronavirus never happened. And, you know, all of the models that they've come up with have proved wrong, and which is absolutely makes sense to me, because no one can predict any, you know, what's going to happen in something like this. It's impossible to predict, which is why they went from, what was it, a couple hundred million or a couple hundred thousand deaths to 100,000 deaths to 90,000 deaths down to 60,000 deaths. And I'm wondering what it can come back next. Well, we actually did break 60,000 deaths a couple weeks ago in the United States, so at least they're on par with that. But the models keep changing, and this is part of the problem. And now I'm reading another article this morning talking about states reopening are going to cause another, I'm trying to look for the numbers. You're going to cause another 200-something thousand deaths. Seriously. Mm-hmm. 233,000 more people are going to die if we open up the economies.
So what do you figure this is? This is a training exercise. Well, I mean, Pompeo basically said that to test how well their models. Well, to test how well their models work, or yeah, I mean, their models, they had to know, you know, what this bug was, and they knew that it wasn't as bad as it was. I think their test was to see how well their lockdown procedures and how well the monkey population, the lemmings out here, would exceed to their demands. You know, that they stay, you know, voluntarily at this point in most places, you know, self-contained, quarantined. And it's nuts, Art. Everything was run, from the start, I heard, you know, according to latest military models, they would say, you know, there's so many people are expected to die, and we're going to have this according to latest military models. So all of this stuff came from basically their gaming computers and their modeling, you know, programs. And it was just something to see how well they have us trained, how well we're going to listen to what they do, and how much revolt there will be. You know, they have, you know, the people showing up at the state capitol saying, you know, let us open up. And then you have, of course, someone walking down there with an AR-15 and yada, yada. And, you know, more than likely a plant of some type to make all firearms owners look bad. And see, we've got to take it away. It's a sad time just to see how easily the people are manipulated, and they don't even question anymore. You know, I wonder what would happen if this new, like this immunity passport and everything comes out, all these people will say, well, I'll never get that vaccine. You know, I'll never do that. I wonder how many of those people would change their mind if the threat was to, well, in order to have access to the internet or in order to have access to a cell phone, you must show that you are, you know, COVID-free and you're, you know, protected against it. I wonder how many of those people would cow down and take the vaccine because they can't live without their internet or their cell phone. And I see that more and more in today's world. I think most of those people would just quietly concede and get the shot, whatever it might do to them.
Yeah, I mean, let's go back to the Boston Marathon bombing. Now, that was a live drill a drill that went live, because originally they had actually published in the paper, talked about it on the radio and everything. It was going to be a bomb threat exercise at the library in that very area where the finish line was for the marathon. And sure enough, I hear something in the background?
I don't know. There's a rooster crowing out here.
No, I thought I heard some. I thought I heard music, but I guess not. Sure enough, right outside of a restaurant across the street, kind of at an angle from the library where the drill was supposed to be, an actual so-called pressure cooker bomb went off. I use a pressure cooker, and so I know a little something about pressure cookers. But that was a live drill, or a drill that went live, basically. Mm-hmm. And that was the first in our lifetime, at least, where I've seen anything that resembled a martial law kind of thing, because everybody was ordered, go home, you can't come out, you can't go anywhere, everybody's got to stay home till we catch the Sarnoff brothers and blah, 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 blah. So to me, that, I think, was the first initial exercise to see, and just on a citywide level, how many people would accept orders of that nature. So here we are several years later, and now we have this pandemic, and all of a sudden we have states, one state after another, going lockdown, 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 some more stricter than others. But I think this was, call it a second phase testing, to see on a national level how many people are going to accept something like this. And where, like you said, where do they make mistakes? What needs to be improved on? And so on. And let's not forget the Event 201 global pandemic exercise that took place October of last year. And I just learned of a new exercise that took place a couple of years ago with the very same thing. And so I think this is possibly... this is my working theory, because I don't put anything out there as fact until I actually can prove it. But my working theory is this is a phase two drill exercise, as we're in the middle of a live drill. And you hear Trump in the background going, wish somebody told me. But so call this possibly the phase two of the exercise to see on a national level what areas need to be improved. So when they get ready to do this again, possibly in the winter, because remember, we had Dr. Redfield of the CDC, director of the CDC, come out and said, come next winter, it's going to be complicated. More complicated is the word she used, because we'll be battling both the influenza and the coronavirus. So that's almost like telling me, be ready, because we're going to do this again come next winter. So I'm thinking we might be seeing this in phases as they work out all the kinks to actually go full on live. And when that happens, there's going to be people like me that, well, you don't want to push me to that limit because you might not like the way I go with it.
Yeah. You're saying, the first, in our lifetime. I don't know, there's been small, there has not been nationwide examples. You're right, this is the first nationwide. But, this goes all the way back to, Kent State, four dead in Ohio, mm-hmm. Hurricane Katrina, and what happened after that, when they were going around, taking weapons from people.
Beating up old ladies.
Yeah. That were just perfectly fine. You didn't hear a lot about that. That came out, quite a while afterwards. Some people started coming out mm-hmm. and talking about, there were people that were shot looting. There were people that, that did not give up their guns. There was some conflict that we didn't really hear about, involved in all that. The people defending themselves and their property, with their firearms that were trying to be taken away by the police. So it's all just training, not just training us, it's training, their troops also to, would you do, will they actually do this to their own, their own people from their own country? And I think they're finding out that, unfortunately, with the education system and how we've been entrained, through the media, that there are a lot more of those people out there who would turn on their own, especially if they had to do that to get internet access or cell phone access. I mean, Art, I'm serious. I mean, I don't have either one of them, and I used to have, I had a flip phone. A smartphones hadn't come out last time I had cell service. So it's been quite a while. And I didn't like it when I had it because, I mean, my life right now is frantic enough, and I don't have a cell phone or a computer. You know, it seems like I've got enough going on in my life, and I try to live as quietly and peacefully as I can. And man, that world, I walk around, and everyone I come into contact with has one of those rectangles with them constantly, constantly looking at it. I can't remember the last time I had a full conversation with someone that it wasn't interrupted by a little ba-dee-da-dee-da-dee, you know, you've got mail, or it rings, and it's like, oh, you know, my wife calls me every 10, 15 minutes, you know. You can't get away and have any peace anywhere anymore. You're expected to, you know, with a cell phone, you're expected to be accessible, you know, I guess by your employer, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, and I know a lot of people that are, you know, they're basically never really not at work because that thing's always with them and they're always accessible. You know, it's taken a lot of your personal, you know, space, your personal time out of the picture. And I guess for some people that's, you know, they have to have, you know, other people, you know, praising them and talking with them and everything to make themselves feel worthy. Me, I like going out in the pasture, out in the woods, out in the mountains, out on the water, fishing, whatever, and just being out there with nature and not having little microwaves, you know, hitting a gadget in my pocket, making it ring and putting me in touch with the rest of the world. You know, I kind of went hunting and stuff like that, not being antisocial. I just love the outdoors. I like the peace and quiet and solitude, and I like nature, you know, the sheer honesty of nature, basically. You know, you go out, you know, if an animal's big enough to kill you, you got a pet horse, you know, that, you know, oh, he's so gentle. You know, if it's big enough to kill you, you always got to have respect for what it might be able to do. You know, I had a perfect experience, you know, with this, with a horse one time. Steve actually had a goat that they didn't need. It was a male goat, and they were trying to pawn him off on someone. I say, because the goat was kind of crazy anyway. But we took this goat out there, and these nice, gentle pet horses went just ape poo-poo. Sorry, I almost said something crazy there. And, I mean, we're running around kicking. Steve reached out to try to grab the goat, and I grabbed hold of him and yanked him back just as a hoof passed right where his head was at that point in time. I mean, these horses were trying to kill these goats. They just freaked out. And the owner didn't believe it. She wasn't there to see it. She didn't believe it. Oh, Paint would never do that. No, he did. You know, you got to respect anything. But, you know, that's nature. You know, it's honest with you. You know, you know what they're going to do. You go out there in the woods, you know, you meet up with a bear, it might turn and run, it might attack you, you know. It's, you know, you know nature and the reactions, and that's kind of, I guess, what I really liked about being out, just the honesty of it, because today's world is not real honest. And speaking of past, hey Art, I don't know that, you know, I was on your show with you last Sunday, and you told me to give you my little bio. Well, I don't think I've ever heard a little bio about you, basically. I mean, I've heard you talk about, you know, that you've traveled around, you know, homeless and everything. And after the break here, why don't we get into that and just see who Art is a little bit more at heart.
All right.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And welcome back to Republic of Texas Radio. And I, right before the break, I asked Art to kind of give us a little bio on who he is, where he came from, what he's doing, why he's doing what he's doing. And we do have a caller, and a caller I will get to you, I guess probably after the bottom of the hour break would be better. And we'll let Art go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, it all started back in 1962 when my daddy first came back from Korea. No, I'm only kidding. I've born in Maine, grew up first 14 years of my life in the ghettos of Springfield, Massachusetts, moved down here to Georgia when I was 14 and got introduced to the farm. Talk about a culture shock. 1980, went into the Army. When I got out of the Army, I decided to go in search of my father. That's when I went homeless and tracked him down in Lexington, Kentucky. He was also homeless. I had no idea who my father was, but we ended up spending 10 years together. It was a great 10 years, just traveling the country, working migrant work, stuff like that. And then right around 1990, I was exposed to the Rainbow Family of Living Light, which was a hippie movement that kind of spawned out of Woodstock. Their first gathering was in 1972 and evolved from there. And at that point, I began to learn a whole new mentality, a whole new way of living, a whole new ideology. And unfortunately, what I didn't know was they were evolving into this more liberal, progressive thing, which I just couldn't go for. And eventually, I continued hitchhiking, and in about the mid-90s, about 91, 92, actually, I got picked up by a former FBI agent who was in the process of writing a book called How Not to Get Busted. I don't know if that book ever got published, but he started telling me about some of the poo-poo that was going on, and it just totally took me by shock. And at that point, we had the Waco incident happen in 1992, and that was my something here isn't right. Then what was it, a year after that, we had Oklahoma City, and I'm scratching my head knowing I've been in the military and I took demolition because of my MOS, and I'm looking at the building and the debris and thinking, this is not what happens when you have a bomb blow on the outside of a building. This is what you get if a bomb goes off inside the building. And then we had some. So at that point, I just started going to libraries, doing a lot of reading. At that point, I was introduced to Alex Jones and Bill Cooper. And it just was this information overload. It was like, give me more, give me more, give me more. I couldn't get enough. And then when September 11th happened, I was like, okay, that's it. They're all lying. Every bit of it's poo-poo. I'm not buying into this garbage anymore. And that's what set me on the path to lead me to where I am now. And in 2009, when I was living in Glenwood, Arkansas, I began doing internet radio, and it just kind of took off from there. And I got introduced right there about the first part of 2009, I guess. I got introduced to RBN. And it's all your fault, RBN. I'm blaming this all on you. You're the one that's corrupted me and turned me against the system. But it just kind of really took off from there. And it's just been this continuous evolution of more learning, more studying, more research, and just to where now everybody in town hates me, which is fine with me. I'm okay with that. But yeah, that kind of what brought me to where I am now, why I'm at this point where I'm just like, no, I've had enough of this. And America, when are you going to get enough? When are you going to stand up with me and go into these towns? I mean, because I go into town and people hate it when I go into town because I simply will not shut up. And it's like, I won't shut up because one way or another, you people are going to learn. Either you learn by listening and researching or you learn in chains. One way or the other, you're going to learn the truth, either from me or from those who want to imprison you, which means get you out of the country, get you into the cities, into the stack and pack, where every moment of every day of your life is monitored from cradle to grave. And you know, if you don't do as you are told to do, you'll be put, you know, I mean, all I can think of, the only word I can think of to describe would be a re-education camp. This is where I see it going if people don't wake up, but that's what's brought me to this point. And as time goes by, I get more and more aggressive, more and more angry to the point, Alan, I'm serious. I just feel sometimes like I want to explode.
You just want to slap some of the people you come into contact with because they just refuse. Because I'm like you, Art, you see it building more and more. You know, I mean, I know there have been guys, you know, saying this for 50 years, you know, since, you know, guys talking about, you know, before I was born, we're talking about this stuff, saying, you know, man, it can't go mm-hmm. much further. How long can it happen? You know, it's becoming so obvious. Why don't the people wake up?
Right.
And like you, Art, an information a greed monster. I mean, you want information. You're trying to find.
Can't get enough.
I got. That's probably one of the things that made me the maddest was finding out that most of the crap that I've been taught was nothing but a lie, and searching for as much of the truth as we can find.
Yep.
And after the break here, we'll be right back, and we'll take our caller, and we'll see what he has to say. Hang on, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Mechanic, he got tanked, and the construction worker got blasted, and daddy beat up mommy and broke her collarbone for good luck, and everybody's drunk, and everybody's wasted, and everybody's drinking on the job. Janitor got messy, the taxi driver got smashed, and the waitress, she got tipsy. In Kansas City, New York City, great big city, itty bitty city, now everybody's drunk, and everybody's wasted, and everybody's drinking.
And I guess that's enough. I'd like to let that one play, too. Like I said, I had that one played because, folks, Fredericksburg is opening back up, and the wineries will be wining again. The distilleries will be distilling. The brewers will be brewing, and everyone will be in Fredericksburg will be drunk and drinking on the job. So it's just kind of an apt song for this point in time. Yeah. And we were just talking with Art, and he was telling him a little bit about, he was telling us a little bit about his past, you know. And over the break, Ken brought up, he used a phrase that I think I'm going to start using. We're talking about, the cell phones and the connectivity, and unfortunately, it's not just the connectivity and the convenience of that, but, the tracking and tracing and watching your movements and giving them, information and data, the new money for their gaming programs, so they can pretty much figure out exactly how we're going to react. And Ken brought it up. He said, death by convenience, and that's really kind of what's happening to the population around us. And Art, if you don't have any objections, we'll take our caller. I believe he is from Missouri. Who do we have here? Chris, I believe. Who was?
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say, a lot of people, they don't seem to listen to the news, because when the news comes out and tells them what's actually happening, and I'm talking about when they tell you that these hospitals are being paid by how many patients they have and how many go on the ventilators and, you know, the amount of money that they're making. What bothers me is people don't say when they're on the air, well, these numbers can't be right, because what they're doing is they're just throwing every dead body they could possibly throw on that pile, so it would make the numbers bigger. A point being is that Paul in New Jersey, he always gets on there and he does the same thing, and he says he's going to wear a mask and all that. Well, fine, let him wear a mask, let him do what he wants to do, but why not let the other people do what they want to do? I don't understand.
It's kind of like the vaccine. It's kind of like the vaccine thing, you know. If you're inoculated, if you're safe against whatever, you know, you disease you're afraid of, you know, why should you worry about me not being, you know, not having the vaccination? You know, if you've had it, you're perfectly safe from me. What's your beef with me? You know, it's kind of
correct.
The same lines.
And a point being is when I first heard about the COVID-19 and stuff, the CDC was going around to other countries saying that they were going to pay them so much for every death that they had. And I'm thinking, boy, what an incentive. You know, we can really make some money here. Just throw on every dead body you got. They're not good for anything except for making money for all these other people. That's exactly what I see. And nobody gets on there and says, well, you know, this 60,000 that we have now is not really 60,000. It's probably more like 10,000. And who knows if that 10,000 even, you know, had anything to do with COVID-19 or not. Maybe the coronavirus, but not COVID-19.
That is true, you know, and that's the thing, Chris, is that, you know, people, you can put it, it can be put out in front of them. And they read they can read an article or listen to something or watch something on the news, and they hear and they see what they want to see. You know, the normalcy bias, you know, is very strong, and so they don't see. You know, they haven't read Agenda 21. They don't know the news speak. You know,
right?
I read our local paper, and it's just full of Agenda 21 speak. You know, I pick it up. Most people think it's all nice and flowery when they hear sustainability and all these terms, you know, thrown out there. They sound nice, but if you know the ultimate purpose, if you actually stop and think about anything, you know, they're telling you, it's like this, you know, they're telling us right here, you can be tracked and traced anywhere you go. You know, someone out on a local park out here got lost from their group, and so the group called, and the police pinged the phone. And they called the person and said, stay where you are. And they went out and they found exactly where he was, you know, on this. It's a big granite rock out here, enchanted rock that people climb up. And
right.
It's real hard to get lost on. It's not that big a place. But people are so helpless nowadays that, you know, they had to have the police. And they won't even sit and think about it. It's like, gee, they won't even sit and think, gee, does this mean they're tracking me everywhere I go all the time when I've got this thing with me? They don't think about that.
Right.
Because it blast their normalcy bias, and it loses their convenience.
You're right about that.
Yeah. Ken was just saying about what about the regular influenza numbers. You know, I would like to see stats on that also, or just the number of deaths. You know, in a normal year, you know, how many people a day die in this country? You know.
As soon as they came out and said, oh, look, the numbers are down, you know, the first thing you saw was they came out and said, hey, you know, anybody who looked like they were thinking of COVID-19 when they died, you write them down as COVID-19. And, you know, the guy who kills himself, COVID-19, the guy who had a car accident, COVID-19. And I was just getting so sick of it, you know. These doctors are coming out and even saying it, and people aren't even listening. They're just saying, oh, well, you don't know if that's true or not. Because that Paul guy, he really ticks me off, because he gets on there, and he's like, he's so...
It's frustrating because they're citing and they're using figures and facts and numbers from organizations, like I said, that we've been questioning for years, if not decades.
Right.
You know, we've been talking
that's
about, you know, the CDC.
Exactly right.
You know, that's a private corporate, for-profit corporation. You know, it's a non-governmental, you know, organization. And they're taking these numbers and using them now all of a sudden. They're credible.
Yeah, that's what makes it credible, because look how many people died of it, because they said this how many people died, and that's what makes it so credible. And so you know it's got to be a bad disease and everything. I'm like, what are these people? Are crazy. But, you know, they let them get on there, and they go for 10, 20 minutes. They just go and go and go. They hold him over after break, and then he goes and goes and goes, and he's, oh, what a great caller. I'm thinking, how is that such a great caller? I mean, he's all for, you know, taking your rights away and everything else. He's not for, you know, being honest and say, yeah, you know, I want to be a communist. I want to be a socialist. I want to be whatever he is. But he certainly isn't. And he thinks Jersey is a great state. I'm going to tell you, I was born in Jersey, and I lived in Jersey for a long time. Jersey is probably one of the worst states in the United States.
Yeah,
you know, their gun laws, there.
I've heard about the corruption in the government there, and yeah, you know.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. It's so bad, but he thinks it's great. He's got,
well, you know, and this is one of our worst problems actually. In I guess you want to call it the patriot community, whatever. Those of us seeking the truth are those that come to, you know, they hear something, and they come to the realization that, you know, because I went to the National Archives, you know, and I did the research, and I found out, you know, this is the reality, this is what happened. And, you know, when someone says something like that, well, the National Archives, I just say, Sandy Berger, you know, do you think the National Archives are this sacred repository of the sacred truth? It's like, no, you know, Sandy Berger was not the first one that I would imagine that went in there and changed history.
Right.
Whatever he did. When those of us who lived through the Clinton reign of terror, you know, I lived in Arkansas through that whole thing and know people who personally knew them, went to school with them, et cetera, et cetera. When we're gone, people will believe what the media tells them. Hillary Clinton's a great person. Bill Clinton was just a wonderful guy, you know.
Absolutely.
Bill Clinton, Bill had a personality. You know, he was kind of, you know, jovial and goofy and kind of likable, you know. But that whole marriage was nothing but a marriage of convenience. You know, she was the evil brains behind it. He was the, you know, the easy go along, you know, guy that, you know, people liked. No one I've ever talked to liked Hillary. No one that's ever met her liked her. And I knew people in Arkansas that didn't know her. No one liked her. You know, and no one knows, you know, they don't know about her family connections, none of this stuff. No one looks into the past of any of these people. It's just, well, we're not going to look to the past. We're looking to the future. You know, that's what they always like to say. And it's so easy for them to do. Like I said, I wish I could admire what these SOBs have done, are doing, and unfortunately will continue to do to us, because the population is going to take a real, real big kick in the butt this time to wake up, because the convenience are so strong. You know, everything is much easier for people this time than it has been in the past, when this same plan basically is used over and over through history. This time people are a lot more comfortable, because we do have a pretty good life. You know, you don't have to struggle a whole lot, but you're just getting by, but things could get worse, so I'm not going to wake up. I'm not going to accept the truth, because that's scary. And even though I'm struggling and living in a rat hole apartment, I've got my cell phone, I've got my internet, I'm entertained.
You're correct. You're correct. And I always tell people, I say, well, get rid of the cell phone and your computer, and you'll be all right. I could never get rid of that. And I said, well,
but these people, these people in the patriot community that wake up and say, I know the ultimate truth now. This is it. This is what we do. Here's our remedy. And it's like, man, they just don't understand that it's gone way past remedies. I think, you know, with all the space platforms and the you know, all the different technologies, the, you know, the mind control, everything that they've been tweaking and tuning, and man, it's just we're in a lot of trouble this time, folks. Probably more than we were in the past. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. You know, we'll have to ride this one out.
I believe you're right. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Art. What
God
do you
bless.
Say about any of this?
Got Chris near Las
Vegas. Okay, Art, you got anything for us? Hello, Art. Wow, you're real dim. Ken, can you bring him up, or is it something on his end? Art, you might have to hang up and call back here. I'll go ahead and take Chris as a caller. And Art, hang up and call back. There's something happened to your signal, I guess, while we were talking. Chris in Vegas, are you there?
I am. Good morning to you, Alan.
Good morning, sir.
To your comments going on, and the previous comments of Chris from Missouri were well taken, and I too serious concerns. I'm getting a double edit off this, but I've heard serious concerns off of Paul in New Jersey and his, I would say, at least a soft socialistic diatribe, wanting us to consent, go along, play along, comply with this idiocy of wearing masks when there's really no reason to do so. And he's a very artful presenter. He's sophisticated in his methodology of being a, I guess, controlled opposition agent, if you want my 2 cents worth on it. We get a lot of callers on RBN that are less than truly dedicated to freedom and liberty ideals. It's very interesting, but more importantly, when we look at these monies that are being paid by the CDC or George Soros and his sponsor ILF, that incentivizes and it puts everybody at danger. We see the same manifestations of this putting a head reward, wanted dead or alive, to incentivize getting people drug into the hospitals that they can color as potentially having some cold or flu symptoms that they can color as the COVID-19 virus, because there is no test for it. That way you can claim anything with COVID-like or Wuhan-like kind of symptoms. The same thing they do in the competency evaluation. The word term competency is a nebulous term that has no specific meaning, that's void for vague, that they can claim anybody can be assessed for their competency, and because there's a financial incentive for doing it, it puts us all at risk. I mean, the same thing with all these road agent pirates out there and their cruisers running around generating revenue to move it from your pocket to their pocket. And they call it revenue generation through traffic infraction citations off of contract. It's a very, very dangerous world for people who are traveling around unaware of the implications of what's going on around us. The same thing we see in DCFS, CPS. They have a reward system for every child they see, and so therefore any child is potentially abused in their mind because there's no definition. It's all subjective and interpretive. What do you think, Alan?
I'll have to agree. You know, there's so many good people that are traveling around out there that, you know, that they hear these things, Chris, and they say, well, you know, I don't do anything wrong. I don't break the laws. You know, this will never happen to me. You know, the police won't ever just break down my door at 3 o'clock in the morning because they got the wrong address for a raid that they were doing. You know, that'll never happen to me. And when it does happen to them, you know, they're just blindsided. You know, they kind of start waking up. But, you know, Chris, we live in a society in which is, you know, Art, you know, said something a little bit earlier, you know, that people expect to be lied to and cheated. You know, so really, they're not bad people. It's just the society around them, they expect to be lied to and cheated. So they really don't mind, you know, just subconsciously, you know, they lie and they cheat. They go right along with the system, you know, the way we've been trained. And when someone like Art or myself comes in and we don't like playing what I like to call, you know, playing the game, Joyce Riley used that term too, you know, don't play the game. I don't play the game. You know, don't ask me if you look fat in that dress if you want an honest answer, you know. So, you know, it's that type of thing. You know, there's been too much of it. That's what's gotten us where we're at.
Yeah, I spent many a night on the couch over that statement.
You spoke
came. That's why I live alone now, because nobody wants to hear the truth.
Yeah.
Well, the last little thing I'm going to point out, I think, has the greatest impact for the listeners, is it's obvious to me that putting the label of a terrorist must have some financial incentives. At the very least, the people who investigate these so-called terrorist-labeled people who may not have any violence in their past whatsoever, but because if they put the label of terrorists on them, they get all this compensation for investigating 6-7-365. Hear the music?
Yeah. Oh, hang on, Chris. We'll finish your call here after the break here. We've got a short segment coming up.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back to Republic of Texas Radio, folks. We've got Chris Near Vegas on the line with us, and we've got Art riding shotgun with me. And we'll let Chris finish up, and then Art had something he wanted to say. So, Chris, go on here. We'll see if we can wrap it up. And
what I'm trying to say in a nutshell is whenever you put a reward on any type of label they can cast on somebody, surprise, surprise, they're going to cast that label on lots of people because there's a financial incentive, substantial financial income to be able to label people, whether they're abused children or terrorists or whatever else, because there's money in it. And so that's my point, that whenever you incentivize the infractions, you'll find a lot more infractions being made. Last point of positivity, it looks like Judy Mikovits, Rashid Buttar, and Dr. Shiva Aravati now have Trump's ear, and there's some rattlings in the White House about maybe outing Fauci, the Chinese terrorist associated Bill Gates, the other Chinese terrorist, and their whole entourage of financially interested vaccine promoters, which are really injections for infection. So God bless America, God bless Texas, and carry on, Art, and let's pile it on. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, Art, something from our last caller, you said you had. What do you got here?
Yeah, Chris is absolutely right. I mean, it's all about the financial incentive. And I always love hearing Chris's calls because he's always right over the target. I'm surprised he isn't taking more flack than he does because he's always right over the target, and he's absolutely right. And that brings me to what I was wanting to comment on with the first caller when he was talking about the numbers and how they're classifying all of this. And the incentive, as Chris was pointing out, I was just literally, I was taken back a couple days ago when I learned that these hospitals, for every COVID-19 case that they classify, it's something like $30,000, $35,000 that the hospital gets right off the top before anything else. And I'm stunned, you know, that doctors, you know, there's supposed to be this ethical guideline that they follow about truth and honesty. And they're not telling you that, yeah, the guy actually, you know, he had pneumonia or he had lung cancer or he had diabetes or he had emphysema or anything. And this is actually what killed him. No, it's because he tested positive for COVID-19, which we know they've come out and admitted that there is no real test to say it's actually COVID-19. All they know is it's a strain of coronavirus. Well, hell, it could be a flu, but they're marking it down as COVID-19 because the officials have told them to classify COVID-19, and that's where the money comes in. It's all a money play. Just like both Chris and the previous caller said, it's all about the money.
The PCR test, it just tests for a general protein. You know, and virus, you know, they've got a protein shell. It's just, you know, just a material surrounded by a proteinaceous shell. So that's basically what it tests for. It would have to be a very in-depth analysis to figure out, you know, if it's an individual strain. So we'll get more into this. I hear music. We've got our break coming up. And hang on, folks. We'll get a little more into this stuff and a little experience I had with my dentist afterwards. And we'll see you on the rebound here.
Brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN.